Now, tonight, the second season of Filthy Rich and Homeless airs on SBS. The series follows five prominent Australians for 10 days as they set aside their money and their lifestyles to find out what life is like for the more than 116,000 homeless Australians. This season's participants include actor Cameron Daddo, Sydney socialite Sky Leckie, journalist and writer Benjamin Law, politician Alex Greenwich, and singer and Instagrammer Ali Simpson. With me now is Senior Policy and Research Officer at Homelessness New South Wales, Digby Hughes. Digby, thanks so much for your time this morning.
That's no problem at all.
So for those who might not have seen the first season, why are programs like Filthy Rich and Homeless good for raising awareness about homelessness in Australia?
They're good because they actually get people talking about it. I'm on your radio program today. There's been articles in the media in the last few weeks, and there'll be more again in the next couple of days. And even last week in Parliament, Alex Greenwich raised the issue with the Premier, and she directly said that, you know, the government is committed to ending homelessness, which is a great thing.
And the second season does air tonight, so we don't have a lot of details yet, but do we know what we can expect from this season?
Oh, look, what we're looking at, we understand that, you know, from what I've seen and talking to some of the people involved, that some of the celebrities, the older males, goes through some of the boarding houses we have in Sydney, which are less than desirable, I'll be blunt. So, and we know that the boarding house sector in New South Wales was largely unregulated till 2012, and the government brought in an act, but still haven't actually, you know, the enforcement of regulations and standards in the boarding house sector is very sketchy, as we put it.
And so do you think, I guess, when you do see people in these situations, sort of high-profile, well-known Australians in these, I guess, sketchy situations, do you think that that has a different impact as opposed to just doing a general documentary on homelessness?
I think it does. I think people actually, they can, I don't think, if it was a general documentary, I don't think people would watch it as much. But because people are interested in, you know, in celebrity in Australia and around the world, so more people are likely to watch the program.
And how much of an impact did the first season make?
I think it had some impact at raising the awareness level of homelessness. But when in our conversations with the producers and the others involved in this show, we're actually now looking at, you know, the solutions to homelessness. So we're looking for the 2018 series to be not just saying, well, here's a problem and pointing the finger at it, but to say, ah, there's the problem and here's the answer to the solution over here. We know how to solve that problem.
Yeah, I love that. So I suppose we're hoping that some ways of moving forward are highlighted through this second season.
Oh, that's what we're hoping for, and that's what we're expecting out of the second series. Yes, definitely.
And just before I let you go, DB, you know, for people who don't have this experience, how hard is it out there on the streets for people who are doing it rough?
Oh, it is brutal out there. We actually had the City of Sydney street count last night. I was talking to one of the guys I was going walking around the streets with on the count, and he's just been housed a few months ago after 6.5 years on the street.
Wow.
And he was telling me vividly about the violence that was actually committed against him by members of the general public. You know, so on a Friday night, young boys get, you know, a few too many drinks in them and think it's great sport to go and kick the guy sleeping rough.
Just awful stuff.
It is beyond, yeah.
Just awful.
It is beyond.
Well, you know, hopefully this new program can shine a little bit more light onto the situation. Digby, thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you very much.
That was the Senior Policy and Research Officer at Homelessness New South Wales, Digby Hughes, having a chat with us this morning about the new program Filthy, Rich and Homeless. The second season airs tonight on SBS. Yeah, and it's all about these sort of well-known prominent Australians experiencing 10 days of just what it is like to be homeless. So tune in, as I said, tonight. We'll pop all the links for you up in the podcast.